Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehart.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM. And you know, during the Easter holiday season, we pause to enjoy some special information about Świętsunka and also play several Polish Easter hymns known as Pieśni na Wielkanoc, and also extend Easter greetings to you and yours from many of our sponsors and supporters. As always, I ask that you contact family and friends and invite them to tune in. And many people do not live near Polish churches. We have listeners from all over the USA. So on this day, we will be playing several of those Polish Easter hymns. And I ask that you spread the word to family and friends that the broadcast is filled with lots of this music today. And of course, once we get back, I will be speaking about Holy Saturday and what the Easter custom is of Świętsunka, and that will be followed by our first Easter hymn, and that is Wesoły Nam Dziś Dzień Nastał. But first, let us start off with this one, and this is by the Music Box Band. And ladies and gentlemen, every year, on the day before Easter, Holy Saturday, it is a time for tens of millions of Polish households from around the world to join as one family to celebrate the treasured Polish custom Świętsunka, which means the blessing of the Easter baskets, with food to be enjoyed during the Easter holiday. The custom of Świętsunka dates back over 1,000 years in Poland as people gathered at their local church with Easter baskets filled with samplings of the food they would be enjoying during their Easter celebration. Since 1608, Polish people have been part of American history, and over the centuries as Poles journey to America, they brought with them the custom of Świętsunka and many others that celebrated the faith and heritage of their homeland. Now, the items in a traditional Świętsunka basket include eggs, butter, ham, kielbasa, cheese, bread, babka, horseradish, and salt, which all have a very special meaning to the people of Poland and Eastern Europe. Now, I invite you to visit the Polish Easter Custom link on the top of the museum's internet site, where you'll find the meanings of the food and the customs outline. Check it out for yourself at PolishAmericanCenter.com. And in our very busy and ever-changing world, maintaining the custom of Świętsunka continues to unite people, and your participation is another way to demonstrate pride in your heritage and also honor the traditions of your ancestors. Świętsunka is also a very festive occasion as people gather at their local church with their Easter baskets filled with those samplings of the food that they'll be enjoying on Easter. And then at the church, the priest has a special ceremony highlighting the meanings of the Easter foods during the blessing ceremony. Some families prepare a Świętsunka table and invite the priest to come and bless the food at their homes. And then on Easter Sunday, the custom of sharing a piece of blessed egg with family members and friends is a long-cherished Polish tradition. And as you share a piece of the blessed egg, the symbol of new life, extend best wishes to your family and friends with the greeting Smacznego Jajka, which means enjoy the symbol of new life with a good appetite, good health, and good cheer. Now, the traditional Polish Easter greeting for Happy Easter is Wesołego Alleluja, which you will hear throughout the broadcast today, along with Polish Easter hymns known as Pieśni na Wielkanoc. Now, some people do not live close to a Polish church, so during our broadcast, I'll be featuring several of the Polish Easter hymns, which have been sung in Poland for centuries. In behalf of all of us in the Blihash family, Happy Easter, Wesołego Alleluja I Smacznego Jajka. And for complete details about Easter customs, Polish style, visit the museum's internet site at PolishAmericanCenter.com and do let others know about this internet site. It has a great Polish Easter customs link on the top of the page, which also has information about pisanki, the colored Easter eggs, Dingus Day on Easter Monday, and details about all of the meanings of the items featured in a traditional Polish Easter basket. Now, there is also a link on that same site, PolishAmericanCenter.com, with all of the words to the Polish Easter hymns with English translations. Check it out. You'll be very pleased that you did. The address, once again, is PolishAmericanCenter.com, and click on the Easter Customs link.
Yeah. вечные я закрыта.
Well, as we continue our broadcast on this Saturday before Easter, I have best wishes to you and yours for a happy Easter. Wesołego Alleluja to all the listeners of the Polish American radio program and Polonia from Marek and Maria Kolenda and family, from Marian and Danuta Bielawiec, from Maria Pruszyk, and Wesołego Alleluja from Edward Czepiłkowski, supervisor of the Eugene Gniewek Funeral Home in Philadelphia. Also, best wishes to all from the members of the Polish American Citizens Club of Camden County, as well as from the Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy. And Father Jan Pałkowski joins with the people of St. Adalbert's Church, Thompson Street and Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, to wish you and yours a very happy Easter. Wesołego Alleluja. And my daughters, Marian Blihasz Rott, her husband, Andrew Rott, and their daughter, Gabriela, and son, Andrew, and my daughter, Donna Blihasz, and Brian, wish their family members and friends and all the listeners here on 860 a very happy Easter, and encourages you to celebrate the Polish custom Dingus Day, the sprinkling with water of family and friends on Easter Monday. Also, happy Easter, Wesołego Alleluja, to Polonia from Commander Caroline Czeszelka, from Paul Sosnowski, attorney at law, and his family, from Dr. Józef Rzeźnik, and also Wesołego Alleluja from the Klimek, Pruszyk, and Brak families, to Polonia of our area. Happy Easter from Richard and Dorothy Klimek and their sons Andrzej and Thomas and daughter Monica and all of their extended families. Also, happy Easter, Wesołego Alleluja, to the listeners of the Polish American radio program, from all the members of Post 12 of the Polish Army veterans there at Polonkas in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. And also, our friends and supporters from Czerw's Kielbasy, located at 3370 Tilton Street in Philadelphia, want to wish you and yours a very, very happy Easter. And remember, you can check them out on the internet by going to kielbasyboys.com. Well, let's continue now with this one by Lil Wally and his band. It's called Ochiche Yuzh, and it is The Lord Has Risen.
Wszyscy Chrystusa wierzący
Returning to our Easter greetings, Happy Easter, Pesoego, Alleluia, to all from Teresa Romanowski. May the joy of Easter remain with you throughout the year. And that is coming from Teresa Romanowski, Vice President of the Polish American Congress, Eastern Pennsylvania District. Also, best wishes from Wesley Muszał, Vice Chairman of the Polish National Alliance, and from Marianne Collison, and family. They extend best wishes to the members of the Polish American Heritage Association of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and Polonia. Also, Happy Easter from Father Edward Kuczynski and the people of St. Stanislaus Church in South Philadelphia. And also, Barbara Ilnitska, hostess of the Polish American radio program, and her family. And all of us in the Blihash family want to wish you and yours a very happy Easter, Wesoły Świąt. And Wesoły Świąt, Wesołego Alleluja, from John Groch and family, from Władysław Piasecki, from Jack and Dorothy Dempsey, and from Mr. Chester Kshanowski, the proprietor of Serena's Auto Body Shop and Collision Center. He joins with all of his staff and family in wishing all of you, Wesołego Alleluja, I smacznego jajka. Also, Dorothy and Steven Skurczynski, Michael and Karen Kabrowski, friends of Polonia, as well as Jolanta Konopacka de Scipio, attorney at law, serving clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, wish you and yours a very, very happy Easter. Wesołego Alleluja to Polonia, from the board, staff, and volunteers of Polish American Social Services. Don't forget, you can visit them on the internet by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. And also best wishes to all of you from the teachers and students from St. Adalbert's Polish Language School in Philadelphia. And remember, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is there to welcome you at this time of year and throughout the year. Do check them out on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I would like to send out this next selection for all of you. It is by Lil Wally, and it's called the Concertina Easter Polka. ¶¶
yesterday I buy this whole thing. So hard to say this is what I saw. A little bunny whose fur is white and long asked me if I'd like to hear a song. This is what he played. He played the concertina as he danced around. He made the forest ring out with a happy sound. Playing the polka music in his happy way. He helped make Easter Sunday such a happy day. Concertina bunny played a song as the other rabbits sang along. I sang with them too. Then I noticed it was time to go, but there's just one thing that you should know. I'll be back next year. He played the concertina as he danced around. He made the forest ring out with a happy sound. Playing the polka music in his happy way. He helped make Easter Sunday such a happy day.
And ladies and gentlemen, no matter what we do in life, it takes effort to get results. And all of us have watched the new global economy benefit nations of the world, with America and American workers losing ground in many areas. We see the success of foreign countries every time we go shopping and look at labels on products. We know that for more than 30 years, America's long-established industries opened up manufacturing facilities overseas, or they contracted with companies in foreign countries to produce what could and should still be made in the United States of America. As a result of inaction by America's national leaders on the loss of jobs and security for America's people, we have witnessed the demise of over 77,000 businesses in the United States during the last 30 years that chose to do business outside the United States. The Buy American Made campaign continues to encourage the American people to help our efforts to restore jobs and job skills for working-age and able-bodied Americans, so American-made products will be sold alongside foreign-made in the global economy and across America. Working together, we promote the restoration of no less than 50% of everything sold in America being made in America again. If America's national elected leaders were behind efforts like ours, we would never have seen the majority of the 77,000 businesses leaving America in the first place. With the restoration of just 50% of the manufacturing right here in the United States of America, we would once again see tens of millions of Americans employed again. Our supporters are doing a great job promoting the 50-50 balance. And as always, I urge you to go out shopping determined to support American-made products first. I know that it's not always easy, but as a result of our efforts, we are seeing more American-made products in circulation than were available just a few years ago. Thanks for helping us promote the Buy American Made campaign. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to take this opportunity to say a special thank you to all of the radio broadcasters that replay my commentary each and every week during their broadcast. It certainly has brought us tens of thousands of listeners all over the United States who let me know that they tune in, they offer me all kinds of opinions, and of course you can spread the word and invite people to tune into our broadcast anytime, 24 hours a day, by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. But every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune in here. Tune in this Wednesday, the 7th, for another edition of American Workers Radio. And I have best wishes to all of you from our panel members, Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, and myself. We thank you for all that you are doing to help us promote American workers. As I said during the commentary, every time we go shopping, we see the success of foreign countries as we pick up the clothing and look at the furniture and many of the other items with foreign-made products. Our whole campaign has been trying to change this reality and get those jobs, at least 50% of them, back here in the United States of America. And as we continue today with our special Easter broadcast, I would like to send out this next selection for all of you. It's called the Easter Recipe Polka. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for spreading the word. And Vesoi Shvyont, Vesoego Alleluia from all of us.
Making Easter just the way you want it to be is a very simple type of family recipe. So my friends, just listen close, what you soon shall hear. With these right ingredients, you'll have Easter cheer. You add a cup of love, a dash of happiness, a pinch of good time for everyone. With just a few kind words, your recipe's complete. Your Easter day will turn out to be fun. Now this Easter recipe works for everyone. Make sure that your friends can share in your Easter fun. Tell them of your recipe in this special way, so that they can also have a happy Easter day. You add a cup of love, a dash of happiness, a pinch of good time for everyone. With just a few kind words, your recipe's complete. Your Easter day will turn out to be fun.
As we continue our broadcast on this Saturday, April the 3rd, I have best wishes for a very happy greeting from many more of our supporters, and they will continue tomorrow from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon here on 860 with hostess Barbara Ilnitska. And you can always listen in 24 hours a day simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com. Veselego Aleluya from Father Thaddeus Gurka, the pastor of Sacred Heart Church in Royersford, Pennsylvania. Also, Happy Easter, Veselego Aleluya, from the members of the Polish American Heritage Association of Roxborough and Manayunkin, Philadelphia. The coordinator is Helen Cizio. Also, Happy Easter from the people of St. Josephat Church and St. John the Baptist Church in Manayunk from Monsignor Kevin Lawrence. Also, Vesoego Alleluia from the people of St. John Cantius Church in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. And best wishes from Debbie Mica, the Honorary Council of Poland representing Southeastern Pennsylvania. And Vesoego Alleluia from the Board and Directors of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. You can bank at their banking offices or from anywhere in the USA on the internet by logging on to psfcu.com. And also best wishes to you and yours from Michael Steinman, attorney at law. And the officers of the Polish American Congress Eastern Pennsylvania District join with all the members and their friends in wishing you Vesoego Alleluia. And Monsignor George Majaros, pastor of Sacred Heart Church in Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania, and Sacred Heart Church in Chester, wishes you a happy Easter, Vesoego Alleluia. And also the officers and members of the Polish Beneficial Association join with all of their members in wishing you Vesoego Alleluia. Also, Vesoego Alleluia from the Williamson and Blihash family, Edmund Blihash and family, Richard Krzyżanowski of the Krzyżanowski Foundation, from Polka Deli in Port Richmond, from Dolores Bartoszewicz, from Mr. Kazimir Kowalski, from Danuta Tobola, from Sandra Tomaszewski, from Edward and Lucy Drabjaj, from Wojciech and Halina Gontar, from Piotr Klimowicz, Friends of Polonia, and from Joseph Walunas. How about we pause now and enjoy another Pieśni na Wielkanoc? This one is called Wstał Pan Chrystus, The Lord is Risen. And as we continue our Easter greetings, best wishes to you and yours from St. John Cantius Polish Language School in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia, as well as from the editors of the Polish American Journal and members of the Polish American String Band. And don't forget to check out the virtual edition of the April Polish American News. It is linked on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Also, the Pauline Fathers and Brothers of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, wish you and yours Wesołego Alleluja. Also, best wishes from Mr. James Rabaczewski, the National President of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America. He joins with all the members in wishing you and yours Wesołego Alleluja. Check them out on the internet at prcua.org. And also, best wishes from the Tomaszewski family of the Tomaszewski Funeral Home, and also from the Polonia from St. Joseph's Church, 10th and Liberty Street in Camden, New Jersey. Also, happy Easter from the Polish American Cultural Center Museum volunteers. Check out their internet site by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And also, best wishes from Michelle Zemrzucki and also from Joseph Swabinski of the Swabinski Funeral Home and Frank Lebisky of Union Roofing. And all of us in the Blihash family want to wish you and yours the very best. And don't forget to check out the Polish American News. We have that information about all of the Polish Easter customs. Also, happy holidays and happy Easter, Wesołego Alleluja, from everyone there at the Polish Eagle Sports Club, 3157 East Thompson Street in Philadelphia, and members of all the PAHA associations, the Polish American Heritage Associations, want to wish you and yours the very best. And also, remember, the museum is now on a special coronavirus schedule, open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. It will be closed on Monday for Dingo's Day. Make sure you check out the front page of their internet site, and you'll be able to see the Easter customs link, and also check out Dingo's Day and make sure you celebrate that with your family and friends. And during this joyous time of year, all of us in the Blihash family wish you Wesoły Świąt, Wesołego Alleluja. And I want to say a special thank you to all of you for supporting everything that we're trying to do on American Workers Radio and here on the daily Polish American radio program. We're certainly doing our very best to keep everyone united and strong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming close to the end of today's special broadcast, and I would like to say thank you to everyone for spreading the word about our programs. Remember, you can go to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com and click on the links of your choice. Well, as we close off today, we're going to enjoy this one. It is Zwycięzca Śmierci, and it's by Little Wally.
Oh, Oh, what's your name?